Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So you're telling me.
Yes, I'm telling you.
You're telling me with pretty firm certainty.
Yes.
That the last time Georgia had a Heisman finalist, Garrison
yes.
Hurst.
Yes.
One of the other finalists,
yes.
Marvin Jones.
Yes.
His son now plays for Georgia.
Yeah, that's
Marvin
his kid. Joseph. I thought okay. we Google it and find it out.
I didn't Google anything.
I think I might have Googled
it. Well, I Googled some stuff, but
yeah,
not that.
Yeah, that's his boy that goes to Georgia right
that's
now.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's also like, you know, an example of how long it's been.
Yeah, Doobie should have won. Oh, no, Marshall was so cold. Man, Marshall Faulk was cold.
Yeah, well, neither one of them won.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that's my main man.
Yeah, exactly. Marshall Faulk was a sophomore. They didn't vote for sophomores
back
then.
Yeah, they did.
Remember, it's only been like 10 years. Who was like Tebow was the first sophomore.
No, it was Johnny.
Manziel was the first?
Yeah, because Tim was a junior when he won.
Oh, he was a junior when he won?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel was the first sophomore to win it. Now it's like always.
Then it was Jameis is the first, because Jameis won as a redshirt freshman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just, you know, now it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Now,
that's why I'm so surprised we still haven't had.
And Stetson's 25.
But it's so crazy because you got these guys who are winning it as freshmen, sophomores, but there's not been a two-time winner since Archie.
Yeah, because that's now where they are.
Yes.
Is if you win it and you're an underclassman, then it's almost impossible. You, like, guys don't even go back. Like,
yeah.
You sometimes do, but like Bryce Young, I know they didn't have quite as good of a year, but and statistically it might not be quite as good. But if you watch Bryce Young play football this year, he's just as good as he was last year,
special.
If not better than he was last year. Like, Bryce Young is still, to me, he's the best quarterback in college football this season. And he's not even there. I mean, he'll be there because he's a Heisman winner, and he gets to go because he's a Heisman winner. But he's not a finalist this year. And I understand why. These other guys have better numbers, and you want to give everybody a chance to, I guess, other people a chance to go. But, yeah, that's the new thing, is if you win it as an underclassman, yeah, it's almost impossible.
It's like,
well, Archie Griffin, the only one.
Oh, we can't give it to him again.
Like, somebody will.
Yeah, eventually.
Somebody will.
Yeah,
eventually.
Somebody eventually will win it. Again, back-to-back.
And it'll probably be Stetson Bennett.
Hey, man.
He'll probably win it this year and then somehow have another year of eligibility. And then he'll be back there again, and he'll win it twice. And then he'll be 30, and then Georgia will win five straight
national
championships.
Chris Winkie was 28.
He's 28.
Yeah. Okay.
He's 28. He's got to be the oldest Heisman winner.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get off Stetson's back.
Yeah, I'll leave Stetson alone.
Chris Winkie was 28 and bald. At least Stetson looks young.
He was bald, dude.
Yeah.
And he had an AARP card. Chris was old as hell.
He looked old.
He looked, and that's the thing about it, he looked old.
Exactly.
He looked old.
Stetson looks young-ish, you know what I mean?
He got a fade.
Exactly. He's got the Stetquavius fade. He's good to go. All right, we'll get to a college football corner coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Back into some of the results from the weekend. Obviously, Heisman finalists looking ahead to the college football playoff. Transfer portal day number one was wild yesterday. There will be more guys in the portal today. And we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40 as well. But let's kick off the hour with an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start here with Arthur Smith talking about Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, there's things that we've tried to do with all of our young players, things that we do behind the scenes that we add into practices. They understand even intentionally. Sometimes they don't even understand unintentionally some of the things we do try to make it hard on them to see where their progress is at. So with a lot of our young guys, pretty damn good about where they are.
Yeah, because he's the only young guy that we haven't seen of some significant value.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to see him play. I mean, I want to see him play. I thought he should play from the beginning. That's just how I thought about it. But you got to get him some reps. You got to get him some game reps, because the thing with it is Marcus has another year on the contract because he signed a two-year deal. So are you going into next year with him and Ritter again and have it as Ritter be the starter, him be the backup? Or are you going to go into the draft where, okay, we got to draft the quarterback? Because either way, unless you see something from Ritter, and not saying he can't be a good quarterback, I just don't believe he can. That's just me. I think he's average. I thought he was an average college quarterback. That's just me. But I do think that in the right system with the right coach, you could maybe get the best out of him. But I don't think he's no superstar, but I could be wrong.
Is this that system?
I don't know.
Now, what we know, I think, pretty confidently.
I'm not going to call him average. He was a good college quarterback.
He was a good college quarterback. Don't say that, Randy.
He was a really good college
quarterback. Won a lot of games.
Yes,
played in a lot of big. This is something we were talking about. Me and Brian were talking about before the show. It's obviously not the
experience
same
at a
thing.
Minimum, yeah.
It's not the same thing being in college and in the NFL. But he's played in some big games, big moments.
I'll take all of that. He was a good college quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying, I don't think, because one of the Arthur Smith quotes was about, we've seen guys be good in practice before, but then the bright lights turn on.
I try to tell people that all the time. It ain't the same. It ain't the same shining in preseason. It's not the same. It just isn't. I've been trying to tell people all the time because I never learned the hard way because I was always good. But I've seen other dudes that did that damn sure didn't know it. They damn sure thought it was easy. Thought they because they were mopping people up on the practice squad because you saw a card and they told you where to run and everything. Oh, I got this. Okay. All right, well, let's get our ass in this huddle and there's 80,000 people out here and they call a play for you to catch the ball and you run the wrong damn route the first time you get the play call for you.
Yeah. Meanwhile, all these guys, these other 11 guys on the other side, they're trying to put you in the ground.
Yeah.
They're trying to put you down. And obviously the Saints are going to be coming after Ritter. If that's the game where he starts, it'll be on the road against the Saints, against that Saints front.
Hey, man, that's
now, I like that.
I love it.
I like putting him in that situation. If Desmond Ritter is going to go on to be a Falcons legend, which we all hope that he is.
Yes.
We all hope Desmond Ritter hits the ground running, throws a million touchdowns, goes on to be the starter for the next 10 years. That would be incredible. What better way to start than beating the Saints on the road?
Man, what Bernie Mac used to say, You gotta learn somehow. And that's why one of the things I always talk about when people talk about experience. How the hell am I getting experience if you let him play?
Yeah, I also
– you gotta let him play.
This happens a lot more with college quarterbacks than it does with NFL quarterbacks because you just don't like – well, we gotta find a way to get him in the game. Now, if you're an NFL quarterback, you either play or you don't for
that's
the
it.
Most part.
Yep.
In college, sometimes it's like, I'm not sure what we have. Let's maybe let him start early this year against Hawaii. We'll see what he's got. Okay. He's probably going to be looking pretty good against Hawaii. What's going to happen when Alabama comes in and tries to get after him? I always like the idea of put him in a tough situation early. See what they got. Now, it can be bad for young guys, too, to go through tough spots like that.
He might stink down in New Orleans.
He probably will.
Yeah, he might stink.
It's his first start.
Because what
he probably will.
What's not going to happen is Arthur Smith's coaching philosophy for this football team because Desmond Ritter's in there.
Now, I think that's beneficial to him. I think that's
helpful. Oh, no doubt
about
it.
They're
going to
try to run the ball. They're going to try to give him high percentage throws. Hopefully, he can be a little more accurate on some of those throws.
Dude, he throws headache balls.
Yes, he does.
All right?
Yes, he does.
He throws headache balls. Mm-hmm. All right? So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he won't. maybe he won't do that when he gets in NFL action.
You better hope not, because don't nobody like to get a headache ball from a rook.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because the flip side of it we talk about all the time. Oh, dude killed it in practice, preseason, whatever. And then he gets in there and he stinks.
Yep.
You ever see somebody, they look pretty good, but then they get in the big moment and they're better? Like they're a big game performer?
No.
Like he rotten, no.
No.
It doesn't happen, really?
No.
You either have it or you don't, kind of deal?
It's always the other way.
Always
the other way around.
Yeah,
because it's hard to explain, but it always is.
No, it isn't, because that's the hardest place to perform.
Yeah,
it's easier to be good in practice than it is.
Because
in
the thing about it is, you're playing against other guys that's going to be selling insurance. They ain't got a business out there. They just out there taking up a spot. So you play your start.
It's not hard to explain.
It's not
very
the same.
Easy to explain.
It's not.
I hope he's great, and I hope we see him, and I hope he's great. All right, we did get to watch a Monday Night Football game last night, which maybe actually sped up the process of getting Desmond Ritter in there because the Bucs did win and distanced themselves a little bit. Let's hear some of that.
Here's the snap. Brady dropping, looking. Brady throws. Caught ball. It's caught. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Rashad White. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Fire the cannons.
We got to find a formula that allows us to score more points more consistently, and I know we're still searching through it. We've had a lot of guys in and out, and we're trying to find some good formulas, and we got to we're going to keep grinding.
Love Gene. Gene's still doing it.
The Gene Deckerhoff call there for the Bucs, and they score with 3 seconds left on the clock. Latest game-winning touchdown Brady's ever thrown. So add another line to the, you know, the storybook career. But he's right. Their offense is horrible. They have to score a lot more if they're going to compete against real teams.
They can't block
teams.
Anybody, Bunk.
No.
They can't block anybody, man. And it's crazy because when you said that, I was like, damn, all them comebacks, and that's it right there, huh? But y'all need to leave Brady alone, too, man. I saw the memes this morning about Giselle flipping over the TV because he did well. Stop. Leave that man alone, man. All right, man, that man sangle and ready to mangle. All right? Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He had to, you know, he got. He's going to get him a nurse or something. He's just going to get him a lady that not in the spotlight and that like that. Hmm. He's been there.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see who his I won't call it a rebound, but who his next lady is.
I mean, it's going to be hard to upgrade.
Because before Giselle, she was an actress.
Yes.
He had a baby with an actress, right? And then it was Giselle. I mean, come on.
Where do you go from here? You think because he prevalent on Instagram. You think he'd be in somebody's DMs?
God, I hope so. God, I hope so. I mean, if you're Tom Brady and you're sliding into a DM, you feel pretty confident.
You feel pretty
about
confident.
Or like,
about
what
that.
If he makes an account on like Tinder or something like that?
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Brady gets on Bumble, you know?
Greatest thing, the greatest thing ever.
No one would believe it was actually him, but if he could somehow verify, don't they have like super rich people Bumbles so they don't have to interact with us common folks?
Wendy did tell us that they got like a high priced Bumble.
Yeah, there's like a super high elite for like if you're a millionaire, you can only mingle with other millionaires. You know, because they don't want to date, you know, they don't want to date down.
Yeah. There's no such thing as dating down. Hmm. Is there a dating down for, like women date down?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're looking at, you know, because we all, but do men date down?
No, we're all grimy.
Yeah, we're just.
Pieces of, you know.
Yeah, we're just idiots.
Yeah, no. It's, at the best, we're dating parallel.
Yes.
And then after that, it's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no down. Yeah. There's no lower than.
No, I take that back. Men, It depends on where you are in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, because the goal is still the goal, though.
The goal is the goal. But, you know, back when you were 16, your standards are different from when you got, like, the 20. Mm. Like my tax bracket standards got a lot better, Andy,
when I was broke.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. Now you're one of those people.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
You had to have the millionaire
bubble. Yeah,
Not me.
The tax bracket preference got a little bit better.
I just got more open-minded.
didn't have to talk yourself into it as much.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Well, she's a woman.
And that's that. All right, let's hear Richard Sherman talking about Lamar Jackson.
Mitchell, I'm not playing again. You heard John Harbaugh say it could be a couple of day-to-day, it could be week-to-week. Cool. It's over with me. I'm going to heal up, baby. Y'all go ahead and figure it out. I'll talk to y'all in offseason when it's time to pay. Get your checkbook out because y'all didn't want to give me any kind of security. So seeing as I'm hurt, I don't want to make this more severe. I'm out. I got nothing else for you. Did my best. Good luck to y'all. Y'all boys, go get them.
Okay, that's bull crap because he knows that nobody does that. Okay, Richard knows nobody does that. People, Lamar's not the first guy to get hurt in a contract situation or not get a contract.
It's so just also just very much not the way Lamar Jackson.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not how Lamar's
built.
No, it's not. Oh, wow. So, news, the Titans fired the GM. John Robinson. That's very interesting.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting. They fired him.
I guess they got smoked by the Eagles. That was all they could take.
Yeah, but like I said, I like Shermer. Shermer is a very intelligent brother, but he just gets on my damn nerves.
Yeah, well, I think he says stuff he doesn't believe sometimes.
And that's how I view it, too. I'm like, what you talking about? Like that right there.
Yeah, like he wouldn't do that.
Ain't nobody finna do that.
He wouldn't
do
that.
You wouldn't do it.
He absolutely wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. So, whatever. And we got some extra time in another soccer match, too, Bunk.
Oh, wow. Look at Morocco giving Spain a run. Did you catch any of, maybe not live,
dude,
if you did live, hopefully
dude,
you did.
Yes, we sat there and watched Brazil just clown.
It was like they were just having a training
clown
session. Clown. Go, if you haven't seen it, I mean, you might not even be a big soccer fan. That's okay. Just treat yourself.
Clowning.
Go watch even the penalty that Neymar scored. Go watch the 4 goals that Brazil scored on Korea yesterday. It's like the prettiest soccer that you'll ever see. Just absolutely beautiful what they did.
Yes.
They're up 4-0 in the 35th minute, and they just coasted the rest of the way. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Get to a lot of the conversations we didn't get to have yesterday about the games that were played over the weekend. Playoff as well.
Yeah, they fired him because he let A.J. Brown go.
That's right. A.J. Brown came in and cooked him. And they're like, oh, you traded this guy, huh? All right, you're out of here. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Answer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the Back Page with Bo. We did a little switcheroo. The Back Page used to be at 11:40, now it's going to be at 12:40. Brian's segment at 12:40, now it's at 11:40. Just switch spots, simple as that. Still doing similar stuff, just at different times. You can check those guys out today, too, by the way. Two Dudes Same Fantasy, Facebook Live Waiver Wire show at 3:30 as the playoffs are just right around the corner, Randy. Some people have Lamar Jackson as their starting quarterback in their leagues. And they got to figure out what they're going to do this week. Yes.
Purdy.
Is it Brock Purdy time?
Purdy,
didn't think
Purdy,
I was going to say
Purdy,
that
Purdy,
this
Purdy,
year.
Dude, something going on with this Titan thing, dog.
Well, yeah, they just fired their general manager in the middle of the season.
And you're in the lead in your division, about to go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I know the A.J. Brown thing was a horrible trade, and he cooked y'all last Sunday.
I don't think that's what
that can't be just it. He was faxing his butt to somebody.
Yeah, he's a butt faxer.
Yeah,
that's probably what happened.
You've done that before, haven't you?
I've not faxed it, but I have
copied it.
I've used the copy machine.
You copied your ass before?
I've used the copy machine on my ass.
Yeah, you don't live until you've done it at least once.
I've done it.
Yeah,
definitely done it.
I think everybody's done it at least one time, man. But that's some. Yeah.
You ever go to a place like a sauna? Like a spa, something like that. You ever do that before?
Yeah.
You've done that? Mm-hmm. I went to one yesterday over there in Vinings.
Look at you.
Yeah, just trying
look at you, dog.
Yeah, just self-care. You know what I mean? Just
trying to
handle my business. Called the Sweat House.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Like that little individual sauna spots and all that.
Okay.
What's your general etiquette when you're in your own little sauna room?
Am I by myself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm nude.
Me too.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing about it. But I have a towel to sit down.
Oh, yeah,
I sit on my towel. Something like that's why
I would have been sliding all over the place.
But
if
no,
I didn't have a towel.
That is why.
Sweaty as that was.
Hey, that's why I don't go to public gyms anymore, because of that reason right there. Went in there and I was like in the retiring and everything, but still working out and everything like that, and going to sauna, and old man comes in there and plops some things on the damn bench.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
dude.
What are you doing?
The YMCA that I used to work out at in Seattle, like dudes would guys would go in there with like girls in the sauna.
Yeah.
And it would be like a sex thing.
I mean, that's cool. Oh,
not cool, really. Yeah. Not in a public venue.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Like
yeah.
They come in there and be like, hey, young fella, how much longer are you going to be in here for? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. I'm staying in here longer now because I don't want you in here doing
like,
that.
Like, I was in locker rooms for 20 years. So that's nothing for me to walk around with no clothes on around. I mean, I'm more of a towel guy right out the shower and everything. You got guys that like to walk around like that.
The NFL locker room is the nakedest locker
room.
Yeah,
just like put a towel on, bruh.
In professional
sports.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's the only reason. But
followed closely by baseball.
Yeah, I'm always about
NBA distant
etiquette around people. You know,
yeah.
That's just me. But yeah, when he came in there, Andy, sweaty as hell, and sat his old ass on that bench with no drawers on. Mm-hmm.
And he probably tried to talk to you too.
Offended like hell.
Yeah, how's your day?
Like, bruh.
It's not good.
Get your old ass out of here, man.
Have some nudity etiquette.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I mean?
It's yeah, man.
Tighten it up, Grandpa.
That still got me mad.
All right, let's get to a college football corner.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football. Starring 92.9 The Game's former and always bowling champion, Andy Bunker.
It is a big deal.
And the guy who would have been as productive as Brock Bowers in college if he got the same amount of targets, Randy McMichael.
I am so mad, dog. I'm still mad about that.
Yeah, it's never good.
You don't leave that. You don't
to
leave
see an unexpected pair of old man testicles.
You don't leave a sweaty ass mark on the bench.
Mm-mm.
All right?
Mm-mm. No, you don't want to do that. Use a towel. Cover it up. All right. So big day yesterday for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, the transfer portal opens up. A lot of guys in there.
Yeah, man.
Not only that, though, like guys announcing whether they're coming back or going to the NFL draft or whatever. A handful of surprises to me. Like I was a little bit surprised to see that Anthony Richardson was going to the NFL.
What's that?
I guess maybe just from the standpoint of I don't think Anthony Richardson is ready
exactly.
to go to the NFL draft.
Obviously,
he's not going to listen to me.
Exactly.
Somebody will more than likely draft him. But that just seemed like a guy who probably could have used another year of college football.
100%. And it's something going on in Florida because everybody leaving. It's
a lot of transfers in Gainesville.
A lot of transfers to Alabama and everything like that. And one thing about Kirby, we had 13 transfers last year, but they all waited after the season.
And there will be.
And there
like,
will
guys
be some,
will
yeah, there will be
from
some
Georgia.
Transfers from Georgia. Yes, we understand that. I saw they're bringing one in, the receiver from Mississippi State.
That's interesting because they didn't do any last year.
Yeah, they didn't do any. But because I don't want to dump on these kids about this portal. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand how you go in there without a plan. That's my only thing without – and I say that none of them do because some of them do have, you know, schools because nowadays these coaches and back men or whatever can call or find your uncle or somebody to ask if they're interested or something like that because it's happened to me. I know what it's like to do that. But just to be in there, it's one of those things where I was bringing this back, one of our first conversations together, the self-awareness of how good you actually are. And some of them, you just – you know, it's like, I guess, man. I mean, because it's sad that they're getting stuck in there because it's like, it's okay. So you're leaving A&M. So you are expecting to go same lateral, right?
Mm-hmm. You would think.
You would think, right?
I'm not leaving it. If I think I'm really good, I'm not leaving A&M to go play at Utah State.
But you might have to.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only thing. That just baffles me. It's like, damn.
Both Aggies. I picked both Aggie. Maybe that's why I did that there.
I don't know, man. It's just like, damn, what? And I would love to talk with one of them in the portal. Why did you leave?
You know what they would benefit from?
Yeah.
Talking to someone like you.
Because I just want to know why.
What they all need to do.
Because I want to know why. Like, I've talked to kids before or talked to players. I talked to Ben Watson before when he was considering coming out of Georgia. And me and him sat down and talked and all those things.
When he was going to leave early
to go to the NFL. We talked and everything.
And then he didn't?
And he didn't.
Okay.
And I talked to Shaq when it was a possibility that Shaq was going to transfer. So I've done these conversations with him, but it's a different age now. I don't know how Shaq would go about his business now the transfer portal was there. Shaq was one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And not saying that date because David Green was all world. I love me some David Green. But he wasn't the talented as Shaq. So, you know, so there's different things, and you just sit back and like, damn, you got nothing but you should always have self-confidence in yourself. You should always think that I'm a bad MF. You should always think that.
But there's a fine line between self-confidence and delusion.
Yes.
And it's hard.
It's hard
because you're 19 years old.
You're a child.
I mean,
yes.
I, you know, the amount of things that self-confidence talked me into when I was 19 years old is not a list that I would want to put on the radio. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. And that's why you got to have people in your life that hopefully can give you that advice. Hopefully programs have people in advice for these, have people in place for these sorts of things. But at the end of the day, it's your decision.
Yes.
You are a kid, but you're also
but
not.
But that's the thing about it. Cause I'm in that situation too. I was a grown ass man when I was going to leave Georgia and go pro early before I actually did go pro early. And my mother said, no. That's what I'm saying. What's mamas and daddy doing? Because nowadays it's like mamas and daddy are on this same path with you as far as in my 3 or 4 years. Because when you announce it, my 3 or 4 years, that means I got to get the hell out of college in 3 years and not come back for my fourth year. And then you got this whole support system that's on that bandwagon instead of being like, hey, man, you might have to be there 4 years. You might have to wait your damn turn. And you know what? We might have to wait our turn to root for our baby.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any bigger indicator that it's a different day than some of what we saw yesterday. Because what you're talking about is, okay, if a guy like DJ Shockley or someone in that position, even today, were to make the decision to transfer, you understand it? Aren't you the backup you want to play? People understand that.
Yes.
We're talking about guys that entered the transfer portal yesterday that are starters
for
Power 5 programs. Guys that were going to be the starter again next year for that same Power 5 program. I suppose maybe they want to go to a different team or a different program, but different system.
Or the coach said, I'm going to bring in some competition like the boy in Notre Dame.
Yeah, people don't want to compete.
We're going to bring in some competition for you next year. Or we're just going to bring in another quarterback. Not saying that you might not be better than him, but we're going to bring in another quarterback.
Which, of course, they're going to do because you have to have more than one guy. What if you get injured? We've got to recruit that position every single year. A lot of guys in the portal yesterday.
I just want to know how – you're smart as hell. How is this portal group – how does it affect the early signing period? Because early signing period in a couple weeks, and then you got to open the transfer portal. How does that?
Here's what I've seen a lot of really smart college football people say over the last couple of days. Transfer portal opening yesterday. This period of transfers is becoming more important than recruiting.
Yeah.
Like getting guys from other people's programs is becoming more of a lifeblood for your program than it is to go into high schools and get 5 stars into your program. Because I think it's more likely, like, if you're Georgia, if you're Alabama, if you're Ohio State, if you're one of those schools, that probably isn't true for those schools. But if you're, you know, if you're Washington or you're a school kind of like that, transfer portal is definitely more important.
The transfer portal almost got Southern Cal in the playoffs.
Exactly. You can become a New Year's Six caliber roster on transfer portal.
But look, let me think about it. These four teams that are in the playoffs, they're all their dudes. Kirby recruited most of these guys.
Yes.
You know, like how many transfers are on Georgia teams now that's contributing? Tyke? That's about it, right?
Tyke, I mean, yeah, Eric Gilbert doesn't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's recruits.
And,
but again, that's a dude who's recruiting at that super high level.
Yes, I don't know about Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know about
TCU.
A lot of those TCU guys are Patterson guys.
Yeah.
Like almost all of them are Patterson guys that were there. And Sonny Dykes came with his system, and they really took it to the next level this year. And then Ohio State. Well, the interesting thing from an Ohio State perspective yesterday, and I do think it's important to provide the proper context for this, is that they got a guy who's opting out of their playoff run.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba is not going to be a part of their playoff run. Now, the context is this dude's been hurt all year.
Yeah.
He's only played in 3 games. And what he's saying is, I don't think I can get healthy enough to play in these games, so I'm just going to get out of here and go focus on the NFL draft. People are framing it in, okay, we got a kid who's opting out of the playoff
for the first
time. No, he's not doing that. He's tried to play.
He's tried
to get out there. His hamstring doesn't allow him to play. He's
going
to try to rehab it and get drafted.
Because you know what Ohio State ain't going to do? They're going to take care of his people. Take care of his family. They're going to write no check for him to take care of his mom and him. You got to go do that. So I understand that part. But, yeah, this is just always that time of year where it's just like, damn. Like, is it that bad that you don't want to? Because I wonder, if you say 600, how many of it is because they – either didn't get the job or they lost the job.
Mm. Of the 600 kids that are in there right now?
Yeah, I'll say over half of them.
Over half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't get the job because you probably weren't good enough at that particular time at your career at this school.
Mm-hmm.
Or your butt hurt because Coach Charlie told you, you know what, you started as a freshman.
Yeah, what's crazy is so many of them have the job.
Yes.
Like, we're talking about guys that had the job, that are starters, that are good players. That are still like Keaton Slovis is going to play for his third different school next year.
Yeah,
he started at Pitt last year, man. Like, that's a good school.
And
to
how
play
many
quarterback
freshmen
at.
Are in there? How do you know after 1 year that you don't want to be there no more?
Pretty wild, man. I don't know. It seems like a correction the other direction will happen over the next few years, but right now we are way out here where it's very popular to enter the transfer portal as quickly as possible. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, an actual Andy and Randy listener. There's actually a few out there.
This is the kind of...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slim, and every day from 10 to 2, I'm listening to Andy and Randy, and you better know it.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from the most important audio in the world. We're going to play the rare Tuesday edition of What If coming up at 1:20. Brandon Adams, big Cruise guy.
Yes.
Big Cruise guy. Obviously, they got the Dog Nation Cruise coming up in April. But he got a little end of the regular season pre-playoff cruise in him. So no Brandon Adams today at 1:20. We'll get back to talking to BA from Dog Nation next week, as we always do on Tuesdays. But that gives us an opportunity to get into a what if and a handful of different hypothetical questions. And then, of course, an hour away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open. You can text us, you could tweet us. We'll get to all that to wrap the show up.
We got some PK action here right now between Morocco and Spain. Would it be an upset? We figured out it'd be an upset if Morocco wins this, right?
Oh, I think, yeah. It has to be a big one. So. One thing about that real quick, I did get a call from a caller yesterday that if we are going to give like live World Cup updates to give like a 5 second little spoiler alert situation because a lot of people are recording while they're at work.
So oh, okay.
Just
gotcha.
A heads up on that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, just say, hey, we're going to give a World Cup update in 5 seconds. So turn
okay.
it off.
One,
and then,
two, three, four, five. Okay. Spain, they on one PK, he is supposed, the second one got blocked. So,
yeah. So,
yes. One, two, three.
Oh, just the one. Just
okay,
the one. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
that's it.
Okay,
that's perfect. That's
right,
perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I do understand and respect.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I do understand and respect.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It only happens once every 4 years.
Yes,
so.
I'm totally respectful of all my Moroccan brothers and sisters out there in Atlanta. No doubt about it.
And Spanish
people. And Spanish
too.
People, yes.
I have a question for the Spaniards, though. Why are they wearing blue jerseys?
Don't know. It's
normally like a white or a red.
Yes.
Kind of deal?
I thought so, too. No, and another one, my son's going to be, by the time he gets home from school, they're home today for Digital Learning. Ronaldo's not starting today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, yeah, they're going to send him on the bench.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's playing pretty good.
I don't know. That's
what'd he do? He must have did something.
Made his teammate mad.
Made his teammate mad.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show.
You've killed the Saints in me!
It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Again, be sure to check out the Two Dudes Same Fantasy Facebook Live Waiver Wire show today coming up at 3:30 with Brian and Bo. We'll get to Let Him Go with Bo coming up in about 5 minutes as well. Hey, Bo.
So as crappy as last night's game was to watch, if you watched Monday Night Football, still pretty cool to see Taysom Hill setting records, which really didn't get mentioned in the broadcast. Taysom Hill joined a very, very elite group last night, becoming the sixth person in the history of the NFL and first since 1964 to have a career 9 receiving touchdowns, 9 passing touchdowns, and 9 rushing touchdowns. The last person to do this was Frank Gifford for
really?
These Giants.
Who are the do you have all of them? Or
I don't
that...
have all of them.
Okay.
The only ones the article listed was Gifford. If it hadn't been done since 64, the other ones probably wore leather helmets because that was probably more their thing back then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Fills up the stat sheet in a variety of different ways.
Well, I mean, super the dude, utility man.
I mean, how many of those he got against the Falcons?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
I bet of those nine passing touchdowns that he has, I bet at least half of them are against the Falcons. Because he actually started games at quarterback and won them against the Falcons.
So what's crazy is that, you know, Taysom Hill started as a quarterback, then went kind of tight end, and now he's a tight end on the depth chart. The most thing that he has touchdowns in is rushing. He has 21 career rushing touchdowns. He has 9 receiving and 9 passing.
There you have it.
There you go. Old Taysom.
Old Taysom Hill.
And not every quarterback that's versatile can do what he does because he's a wild man. That's why everybody's like, oh, Felipe. You saw Felipe get a damn hole first time. Yeah, Felipe Frank's name called all year long.
Penalty. Well, he also got hurt earlier in the year playing. Like, you're right. That's the Taysom Hill skill set that people overlook. Oh, this guy's big and he played this in college. Yes. Taysom Hill's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a crazy person. And you have to have that in order to do what they ask
him
to
do. He's that guy that headbutts you in the locker room.
Yeah, he's the guy that headbutts his teammates with his helmet off.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a fine line.
Did y'all see that fool last week? Uh-huh. I never understand that.
Because you know what? Baker?
Baker did it.
But the dude last week just hit himself in the head with his helmet. And I sit back and I think about, what are you doing? And what are you trying to prove? Because I tell you what you ain't doing. You ain't motivating nobody.
No, most of your teammates are just looking at you like,
we had a coach like that. And what Nick Saban was that he brought that college energy. And so we're getting ready for the game, literally about to walk out on the field. And he comes in there MFing, throwing stuff against the wall, breaking stuff. And all of us who are all grown men are in the league looking at him like, what are you doing? And, of course, next Monday, captains met with Nick. It's like, you need to get him up out the locker room. And he never did that crap again. Like, yo, let's get these MFing MFings. What the hell are you doing? This is the NFL, bro.
This isn't game one of the SEC schedule here.
Yeah, take that up somewhere.
We're all self-motivated professionals.
Watching the twilight and perhaps the end of another GOAT's career come to the to the end. As Joey Chestnut does not win the St. Elmo shrimp cocktail eating contest for the first time in 8 years.
That's a
sad day for shrimp cocktail.
It's a sad day for shrimp cocktail.
What time did you get shrimp cocktail, Bo?
Shrimp cocktail? Yeah. Month.
Okay.
A month?
Damn. You get shrimp cocktail
that's
from
recent.
Kroger. It's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and shrimp are still in it.
Yeah, you're a shrimp in a bad place, too.
My shrimp are still on a fight.
That sucks, man.
It does.
A nice little, you know.
I love shrimp.
Yeah.
I used to.
Would you eat gas steaks and shrimp?
Probably not.
Okay. Because, I mean, we're big. Like, Bo, you're big in letting us know about the different racetrack and Q-trip food. Would you eat sushi from there?
If they had somebody rolling it there live in person.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a challenge. And, I tell Olivia all the time, look. These challenges are effing stupid. Don't do them.
Yeah, TikTok challenges.
Yeah.
But there's a gas station sushi challenge?
There's a eat every meal in the day from racetrack challenge. She wants to do this. I'm like, so you want to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner from racetrack? I'm like,
that's not so bad. They got great breakfast.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm sold on racetrack's food, bro.
They got pizza.
Plus, they got the app.
They got the chicken wings.
Yeah. I finally had them. They're great.
They're pretty good, huh? I told you. They're pretty good. They're convenient, dog. They come in a little 5-pack.
When's the last time? Popeye spicy fried chicken.
Yeah.
But they're little, tiny versions of it.
Last time I had them.
Last time you had shrimp cocktail.
Oh, I haven't had shrimp cocktail since my 20s.
You may not want to. You may not. Really? Just boiled shrimp with cocktail sauce?
I don't do that. Okay. I like my shrimp fried. Mm-hmm. That's what I draw the line. I draw the line at pink shrimp. For some reason, I don't know why. I like it fried or sautéed and some stuff.
You know it's pink under there.
Yes, but I like the breading on it.
Okay, you like to hide the pink.
Yeah, I like to hide the pink.
Okay.
For a while after I tell you how much shrimp cocktail these guys ate.
I do too.
So Joey Chestnut ate 10 pounds and 9.6 ounces of shrimp cocktail in 8 minutes.
Damn.
And he came in fourth.
Oh, God.
All right. The winner of this contest consumed 16 pounds and 6 ounces in 8 minutes.
Was it a seal?
He was a human.
Was there
being.
A seal in the. Oh, he was a human. Good
Named
Lord.
Jeffrey Esper.
We used to do an event at the old radio station that I worked at every year. It was a big charity raising event. And one of the side shows we would have was there was a local professional competitive eater. His name was Eric, whatever, and he would come and try to set a world record.
Uh-huh.
And he set the world record for jalapenos 1 year.
Oh, God.
He must have ate, I don't know how many it was, he must have ate 40 or 50 jalapenos in 5 minutes.
You can lose your whole inside.
Do you know what's going to happen to you the next day
after
you do something like that?
I lost, I won, but they hurt a Walkman, too. I did the jalapeno eating contest for a Walkman
right.
when I was 12.
And you won it.
And I won, but yet she only ate two. I ate seven. And they gave her a Walkman, too.
They gave her the Dr. Pepper treatment.
I'd be mad. Dude, I was so hot, dog. They gave her, I'm literally hot.
Especially jalapeno. Like, I can eat jalapenos.
They gave that little girl one, which was not fair at all.
Totally not fair.
Yeah.
Was hers at least worse than yours?
I don't remember.
Or was it the exact same?
It was probably the exact same.
That sucks.
It wasn't even
another first ever. Tonight is the very first ever NBA-style MLB draft lottery.
Oh, it's a lottery now.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
First six picks of the draft will be determined tonight out of a lottery. The Nationals, A's, and Pirates all lost 100 or more games, have the best odds at 16.5% apiece.
Man, nothing sadder than tuning into the NBA lottery and hoping your team gets the ping pong ball. You know? I mean, whatever. Maybe they get it. You get the guy and all that. But it's better to have a good team.
Yes.
That's
Speaking
for sure.
Of sad.
All right, let them go.
As we segue in, look, man, if you need to pick up some guys that Gebby suggested you to pick up, because Lamar Jackson has not been placed on any kind of IR, IL, anything. So he's got to take up a spot on your roster. If you want to pick up Huntley, you got to drop some guys, man. You got to let them go. James Robinson, 1 point in four of his last, 2 points in the 2 points in his last 3 weeks. Now, this is total.
That's bad.
James Robinson scored in fantasy football. He scored a total of 2 points.
You don't want that.
In his last 3 weeks. This is Bam Knight's job. As the Jets continue to let this young man rumble with the ball, he is still 50% owned as James Robinson. Brandon Cook, 70% owned, did not play in week 13, nursing a calf injury. Hasn't scored over 12 points in a fantasy football game since week 12.
Ugh.
I mean, week 4, my bad. My writing gets kind of sloppy sometimes. Damian Harris, 55% owned in Yahoo leagues. Look, this is Ramondre Stevenson's job. And if you're going to have a running back in a committee, you want the guy that catches passes. Damian Harris did not play last week because of a thigh injury. He had 11 points in week 11. That's the most since week 4. He hadn't gotten more than two targets in any game since week 3.
Got to let him go.
Sorry, Damian Harris. James Robinson and Brandon Cooks.
Let it go. Let it go.
Got to get those guys off your team, man.
Can't hold it back anymore.
All right. I'm just singing this damn song to Netflix, Andy. They won't go away, man.
Who?
Netflix. They're giving me another deal.
Oh.
$6.
I thought you were telling me there's another Frozen movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We could use
it
one.
It is Christmas time.
We could use another one, man. Like, watch the first two so many times. We need another
one. You want another one?
Yeah, just for something new.
Why don't you get it on hip, go on another movie?
We try. We've mixed it up.
Oh, yeah, get on another move.
We're on Bluey a lot right now.
Yeah.
Bluey, very positive messaging. I really like that show.
Why not check it out?
Bandit is a really good dad. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. What If coming up at 1:20 as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.